Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network every Monday at 4:30, that's Pacific Coast Time, and 6:30 Central Standard Time. We're glad to have you joining us this evening, and anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which are available shortly. Actually, it says the on-demand section instead of archives, so look for the on-demand. If you're not online, you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and press the button on your phone, your one button, and Annie, the moderator, will get you right in. Well, we've got several shows that I want to talk to you about this evening, but I have a wonderful guest tonight, Jackie Boyd. She is a quantum mystic. You're going to really love the show, so stay online. We've got a lot of people have called in, so we're going to really get Jackie talking to the people that are calling in pretty quickly. So hang in there. We're going to have the best time tonight, and she's great, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to go over the list of the people that have a show on the RBR Network. Of course, I'm the first one on Monday, and that's at 6:30 Central Standard Time, Cosmic Contact Show. At 8 p.m. is the Yano Center of Light, and that's with Keith Blanchard. He's from Memphis. Tuesday, the I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m., and again, all Central Standard Time. This is with Anamika, and she's from Holland. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 on Tuesday, and that's with Eddie Middleton, who's from Memphis, and he is the director, that director for MUFON. The Wednesday is the no-show at 7 p.m., and that's with Robert McMillan, and he's out of Little Rock. He has a New Thought Movement talk. The Laws of Material Wealth is personal development program. That is live at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. And that's with James Renford Powell. He is the owner of the RBR Network. Be sure and check that out. Also, the Progressive News Weekly is on Thursdays, and that's with Daryl Clark. He's from New York. And Fridays is the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. And this is hosted by Rhonda Harrison. She's from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. She hosts shamans from around the world at her home. 9,000 feet up in the mountains of Colorado. Sounds like a great place to be. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Deborah Bouvet from Boston. And then Soul Town Sound of Music is broadcast at 3 on Saturday, and it's hosted by Reginald Jenkins. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show again, and that's at 3 p.m., and that is out of Boston. So now you've got a whole week of wonderful things to listen to, wonderful people, wonderful guests on all the shows. Well, tonight I want to bring in a wonderful person. You're going to just love her as much as I do. Jackie Boyd is a quantum mystic, and she is able to access the spiritual and physical realm at the same time. Jackie works with the Ascended Masters, Doctors, and Spirit Guides on a daily basis. She is a regular on the show, and she always has something great to share that will have a wonderful, positive influence on all our emotional and physical and spiritual well-being. She'll be sharing her knowledge of simple sacred geometry, light language, it's called. You're going to love everything she shares, so be sure and get a pencil and piece of paper so you want to remember some of these tools that she's going to tell us to how to work with them. Jackie will teach us how to set grids and incorporate sacred light energy level. Okay. Good evening. Jackie, are you there?
I am, Pam. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're with us tonight. And I know you've got a lot of great things to share. What would you like to talk to us about? Give us some good stuff. What about the up-and-coming New Year stuff that's coming?
The news I heard is that 15 will be a lot easier, and that things are starting already. I'm not saying I'm necessarily noticing it, but things are starting to smooth out now. So it's, you know, right now everything, nothing is known because we're in a brand new time and space. This project hasn't been done before here, where you have the ascension of the planet and the people and the plants and the animals, and everything else is ascending at the same time, unless I choose not to be here. And that's always a possibility, and it's just a choice. It's not a right choice or a wrong choice. It's just a choice. And you're going to get where you're supposed to be by the choices you make, and there's not a wrong choice. Isn't that freeing, Pam?
Well, yes.
It just makes my heart sing to know that all of the pressure and stuff that I put on myself back in the 1900s was useless, and listless doesn't do anything. It doesn't enhance me. It's like non-beneficial energy now. And it's just choices. I would be in a toxic acid bath trying to make a decision about what to do with my life, because I was trained that you have to be careful. Everything is major, blah, blah, blah. Well, nobody said, well, baby, it's just time to make a choice. What choice do you want? There's not a wrong choice. I might have made a lot of different choices. Good.
I like that toxic acid bath. I've been in that one a few times.
Me too, and it's not something I share proudly. You know, I would just as soon have been very loving to myself all my life than to be as toxic and acidic as I have been. But you know what? It wasn't wrong. It made me who I am today, and it was all about choices, and everything absolutely that has happened to me to this point has been perfect for me. And as soon as I was able to release my negative attitude towards my past, that I was able to shift that energy into love instead of unforgiveness. And that has been so freeing for me. And it's very simple, and it's really pretty easy. I've just decided I'm going out of resistance. I'm not fighting anything anymore, and I surrender. And I know that I'm going to make the best possible choice for me every time I have a choice to make. You know, all we have is change. So I've worked a lot this lifetime with making change, my friends. And it has served me very well. So, and it's exciting for me now to look at change and know I get to walk through it instead of dreading it and thinking, oh, God, am I going to mess up this time, you know? And my heart is just full of light and laughter And I really want to bring everybody to this level. And it's all about releasing resistance.
Well, so, okay. I'm for that, and I understand exactly what you're talking about. So as long as we have resistance, we don't have energy flowing. How do we know that we've got even resistance going? How do we know that? And then when we do figure it out, how do we release it quickly? Give me some idea.
Okay. Sometimes you're asked to take on an attitude that you're resistant to, even if you've been told that if you can go into alignment with this attitude, you're going to increase your income 50% in the next 2 months, and then that will increase every 2 months after that. But if you're in resistance, you're stopping that flow. So it's just easier to say, let go and let God or Source take this from me, or Universe, I haven't been able to deal with this yet. You do it for me. Thank you very much. And all you have to do is ask and you shall receive. If you have that belief system, and I do. So it's all about just changing your attitude. It's about changing your attitude. See, I was told something about myself that I didn't believe, a magnificent thing about myself that I really didn't believe. And every time I would go to somebody outside of myself to ask them, check this out for me, they would say, I'm not getting an answer, or I can't answer that question for you. I'd go, okay, thank you very much, you know, and I'd go into different groups and do different meditations, you know, and ask this and ask that, and finally, and then my body was in pain, and I had an energy worker working on me, and I blatantly told her, well, I've been in resistance for 2 or 3 weeks about several things on several levels in my life. And she goes, why are you in resistance, Jackie? And I didn't have an answer except to say, well, that's a good question. And a couple of days after that, I was sitting and thinking, why am I in resistance? I do not have to stay here. It's a choice. And I choose to move from resistance into flow or alignment and let that pass through me. And it doesn't matter if I was right or wrong, but it matters that I'm no longer in resistance. And when that happened, a whole lot of bubbly, fun, effervescent energy came up out of my heart and filled the room I was in. I went, and I've been doing this for 3 weeks? And I could have been doing this every day? Okay,
well,
I'm paying attention now.
Well, do you think the resistance comes from the fear of change?
For me, this particular thing had to do with self-worth and self-acceptance. Yes, most of the time everything is fear. You're either in fear or you're in love, in the vibration of love. So which feels better to you? Well, you have to release the fear. You have to ask it to be taken from you. You have to do some kind of a ritual and show, you know, fill up a burlap bag of whatever's inside of you don't want and let a helicopter take it off and dump it at the deepest part of the ocean, or get a rocket and blast it out into the universe to be transformed and transmuted. Do something to show that you are releasing and that you are receiving more love instead of being in fear and anguish and pressured and all those things.
Well, that is exactly what I feel like I do too, and I am getting better at noticing, so to speak, if I had my foot on the hose and I've stopped the flow, you know, because I'm not feeling good, you know, and so something's wrong. I want to get back to balance. I want to get back to happy again. So that's for me when I know I've got resistance going. Okay, well, that's great. Well, Jackie, wait, you want to take a caller and let's talk a little bit more, but let's bring a caller in.
Yes, let's see what the questions are.
Okay, there's a wonderful person calling in from Georgia. His name is Melvin. Hold on. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Welcome.
It's not there. All righty. Where am I?
Yes. Here I am. Melvin?
Hello.
Melvin, there he is.
Hello.
Melvin?
Yes.
You're on the show. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Hi. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, Melvin. What's your question?
Yes, my question is with my finances. Do you see any finances coming for me anytime soon? As far as my, I had filed for my appeal for my unemployment back pay back in April, and I just recently did it again last month. And do you see them coming, giving me my back pay?
Hold on, I'm checking.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay, it checks out that you are going to get money, and that it will. But what I get is June. Not till June. Sorry.
June of next year?
Mm-hmm. Of 15, yes.
Yeah, because I...
Now, you can tell... excuse me?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, because I have appealed. I mean, this was this year, back in April. They stopped my unemployment benefits. Because they messed up the paperwork, and I have filed two appeals to Georgia Department of Labor, and I also filed an appeal to the court in South Georgia. So it's bad.
Okay, well, the sacred geometry of tubes of light, and their tubes that are filled with nothing but God's energy. So we'll put them over the Georgia Commission that's in charge of the appeals and ask them to start working with that. So all the energy now that they can work with is divine or source or whatever you call it. So that, and we ask that you, I know that this is really a big thing for you, but you've done everything you can do. So we're asking you to give it to the Omniverse, this whole situation, and ask them to heal it and return it to you for your highest and best good. And Spirit, please take all the time you need, but quicken time and make it now. Thank you. So what we did was we asked that all of the divine energy be set so that it can come through easily, quickly, and gently. But at the same time, we're asking you, every time you think of this situation and your appeal, you say, oh, thank you, Spirit, Source, God, whatever, for taking care of this matter for me, and I know I have no worries or concerns about it. And only good can come from this. And every time you think about your appeal from now on, I want you to say, only good can come from this. And you can then add quickly, quickly, quickly if you want to. But please start saying, only good can come from this. Because if you declare that, then everything that happens from this point on will be good because you are speaking the spoken word. So as long as you believe that you are worthy of this money, it will come to you. But God will, source will bring you the money or more money if you can stop focusing on what you don't have, because that's working with lack, and start moving forward and saying only good can come from this, and I'm on to the next thing in my life. Are you understanding what I'm asking you to do, Melvin?
Yes, I understand clearly. Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Thank you
for what you're saying, but I just, you know, I believe that, you know, something good is going to come out of it. I just didn't think before. I have already waiting for a long time. And
because you're still focusing, because you are focusing on not having the money and not having the appeal.
I wasn't focusing on it. I was just curious, like, you know, I know the holidays. I'm not really every day. I'm not focused on my disappear. I'm not focusing on it. I just wanted to see, like, the update where you could see what was going on, was delaying my money. I mean, because it's mine. But I don't go every day, like, focusing directly on this issue.
Good, excellent. I'm glad you don't.
I let it go. Yeah, I let it go. So I just, you know, was trying to get an update on where I'm at. But because I have waited here since April of this year.
You're not even thinking about it.
Excuse me? So I didn't hear that?
Well, it sounds to me, Melvin, like you're still thinking about it, which is what you got to do, because as long as you want it, you don't have it. That comes from the subconscious mind.
I want you to the check. Melvin, start picturing the check, fantasizing that you open the envelope and the check's in there and you sign it and you go cash it. And then you see that amount of money in your bank account. And start visualizing that so that money can come in faster, because you're claiming it. You're not claiming you don't have it. Now you're claiming it, that it's here and done.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my question was. You know, I mean, I didn't ask the question, am I going to get the money? The question was, when?
That's right, you did.
You know, so I see what you all are saying, but I'm not lingering on it. I already know I'm going to get it. I just needed a time frame.
Okay, well, we put in that sacred geometry work and all of the spoken word that we said. I think that that probably, most likely, the time frame has moved up on it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sure that if he follows your your advice, I know that's going to work out for him. Yes.
Yes.
Well, look, let's bring in Ibitar. She's from Colorado. Let's talk to her.
Oh, great. Hi, Ibitar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Hi, Pam.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
That's good. Well,
do you have
my question
okay.
Yes, my question is about a move. I'm living in a place that, you know, I thought I'd be here for a while, but after being here 3 months, I decided that I know that I wasn't going to sign another year's lease. And so my question is about a move, and not necessarily, I mean, not to exclude moving, you know, from this place to another place in this state, but possibly moving out of this state. when I actually move out of here. There's a possibility. So it's about a move.
Okay. Excuse me.
Is it in Ivatar's highest and best interest to make this move? Does she need to move out of the city? No. What? Okay, never mind. I don't want that question. Hold on. What section of, as far as directional, which direction are you in right now? Are you north, south, east, or west in the city? Excuse me?
I'm near the airport. I'm not sure if this is...
Okay. What I got was to move into the western section, or the west section, and I don't know what that means there. But I got north,
ask,
south, east, or west, and I got to move to the west.
Okay,
of where
you
are
ask,
now.
Okay, can you ask if that's the west coast?
Oh, okay. Not yet. And not yet. So I thought it was, I asked if you needed to move out of the city. I got no. Was it in your highest and best interest to move from that city? I got no now. And but to move out of where you're living. And I asked which side of town, north, south, east, or west, and what I got was west. Now, you'll have to figure that out on a map.
Okay, so did you ask, would it be my highest and best good to actually move out of this dwelling that I'm in now?
Yes, ma'am, and I got a yes.
Okay, yeah, because I think I do too. Even though it's beautiful, the energy's off.
Yes.
The energy is really off for coming from other neighbors. It's just off. So do you have any idea?
Hold
like
on a minute.
Around,
hold on. There's a problem. The energy problem is in the ground.
Yeah. Some of it's in the ground, and some of it is energetic from electronic stuff too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All right, let's see if that can be changed. I'm in the highest and best interest to change that energy. Are we capable? What is your favorite vibration, Ivatar?
My favorite vibration?
Yes. Joy.
Love.
Music.
Love is my favorite. Love is my favorite.
That's fine.
Vibration.
I wasn't trying to lead you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to ask. Okay, I want you to concentrate with me on the energy there. In your area, you know, in the whatever.
Okay.
All right. And just hold that. All right. We're going to change we're asking for the energy to be scrambled from the electronics and all of the energy that's there that is causing vibrational disturbance. We want that energy changed into love.
Okay.
All right, and that's good. Spirit's working on that now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you have another question? Or did you want to say anything else?
Yeah, well, I wanted to know, because my lease is up the end of January, and I really wasn't guided to do another year's lease, so I was just wondering how much longer would I be here before I actually make a move into another place.
I heard three. And,
3 months?
3 months is what I heard.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I was going to extend it for 3 months.
Okay, that's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, thank you, Ibn Ross, calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and I'll put a brace in that, changing that energy to keep it stable, okay?
Yeah, because I've been doing that too, but I guess, you know, with your support and what you just did, I've been doing that too, you know, to try to change the vibration, and it helps to a certain extent. But it's just coming. It's coming from
something. But then it reset.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So we probably called in enough big guns tonight to take care of it.
Okay,
they're still working on it. All
right.
I love you.
So much. Love you too.
Uh-huh.
Well,
okay,
that was
Pam, Annie, we got somebody else. Go ahead.
Yes, several more people, but I want to tell everybody how to get in touch with you, Jackie, because people need to call you.
Oh, my phone number.
Yes, phone number, email, however you want them to get in touch with you.
Just by phone, preferably 901-848-5354. My email address is jackboy, J-A-C-Q-B-O-Y, at gmail.com. Jackboy, J-A-C-Q-B-O-Y. 901-848-5354, huh? Sorry.
All right. Okay, 9354. Make sure you write this down, everybody, because she is telling stuff that you need to pay attention. Let's bring Janice in from North Carolina.
Hello.
Hi, Janice.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Great.
I'm great.
How are you? Good. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Wait. Yeah, I think you beat that on me a minute. What was your question?
Oh, okay. It went out. Okay. I was just calling to see what energetically, what do you feel as far as career? Is something delaying getting another job, or am I supposed to be in a different area of the country? I am married, so whatever we do, we'd have to do together. But it's been it's something, it feels like it's blocking, or I'm not in the right field or something. Do you feel anything in that area?
Hold on.
All right, thank you.
I keep hearing, Janice, career change.
Okay.
Are you contemplating a career change?
I have been for a while. I actually want to open my own business, but, you know, without having a job, that can be a little difficult. So, yes, I definitely do want a career change.
Okay. But, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So it's not about a move. It's about a career change.
Okay.
All right, what's happening with the energy there? What is the energy like where you live? Are you on crystals? Are there crystals in the ground where you live? There are crystals in North Carolina. I just don't know where they are and where you are.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You're not, or you would know, I promise you.
Right. No, I don't. Yeah, that's the reason I want to move, because I don't really like the energy. I like North Carolina, but where I'm at now is a little slow for me, and it's not gelling. You know, my spirit, I'm used to different things and vibrancy, and where I'm at now, I'm not getting that.
You feel stagnant,
right?
Do you have a meditation group, or is there a meditation group there, or any energy workers or anything like that that you know of, or
not that
spiritual
I know of?
Study group?
not how would I say, what we're doing here. Not like that, you know, regular churches and things, but not what really, you know, what you're doing. No, I don't have that here.
Okay. Okay. Is there a Unity Church there?
It's closer up. I think it's a few miles. It's not really close. See, that's what I'm speaking of.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
What is coming through is to recommend that you read or suggest that you get Word, I Am Word. It's a book by Paul Selig, S-E-L-I-G, and he's a professor in a New York college, upstate New York college, and he's head of the creative writing department. But he's had a meditation group for years, and he... Spirit has been channeling books through him about the new energy on the earth and how to work with it. And the first book in that series is called Word, I Am Word. But I suggest that you look, and that's, you know, like a $7 book. And sometimes you can find it on Amazon for $2.99. So, but it's a very uplifting book, and I'm hearing that there's something in that book that's going to show you what your new career is.
Oh, good. I'll be getting that tomorrow.
I hear you. But it is Word, I Am the Word, and it's by Paul Selig. And I will tell you that there's a lot of places in there where they take you through like little guided meditations, and so it's a lot of inflow, and it changes you a lot as you read the book. So if you go to sleep every time you pick it up, don't get mad at yourself.
Okay.
because you go to sleep to regroup what you just read, you know. And a friend of mine just read it recently and said, "Well, I've read the first 39 pages 3 times." I said, "Well, did you get it?" He goes, "I don't guess so. I'm back on page 1. Well, keep trying. You know, but I don't know why. I just start on page 40. But, you know, that's how I would do it. But I think that book, I'm getting that book would really help you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. And that is an excellent book, Jackie. I read that one, and then I read the sequel to it. Highly recommend it. And you're right. It is something you have to think about. You can't just, like, read it. You've got to really stop and read a paragraph and think about what they're sharing. It's great, though. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very, very uplifting. Just to have the book around you makes you feel good. Okay, is there anything other words of wisdom you want to share before we get to the next client? You want to talk about anything?
Nothing's coming through, so I guess we're on to the next client. But you've got a person.
No, we're good. Okay, let's go to Samantha in Florida. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
We're great.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
What's your question?
Well, I just wanted to know what you guys see coming in for me for the new year. I don't know, like, I know I'm sure you're not able to tell me, like, time frames or anything, but is what you pick on coming my way for the new year?
Hold on. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your happy quotient? 10
My
being
happy
the happiest. Uh-huh, 10 being the happiest.
Well, I would say a 7 in life in general. I've been feeling really optimistic about a lot of things, and I'm just so ready for the new year. So I'm really at a 7.
That's great. And I believe that that's the truth. Your energy level is high. There's a lot of energy going on around you. And it's swirling and weaving and laying down. And so have you, sometime this year, did you change your mind about what makes you happy?
That, I guess, would be more related with career, and it changed, like, a lot of my perspective about life in general. I was really working at a school, working with kids. It was part-time, but I really loved it, and I left that job because the money wasn't what I really needed.
Right.
So I got into another job in a department store where I was making more money, but I hated it. Like, I really figured out that I enjoyed helping people and working with children and being in a school environment as opposed to making, like, money at a department store because I hate retail. So I've been – well, I actually recently left that job, so now I'm looking for jobs within the school system. And I'm really happy that I'm going back to something that I found out that I really love.
Yes, and you're very lucky to have found something that you really love. So, you know, you get a lot of extra help when you work with children. So that's why there's so much energy around you, because you're right. You can't wait for the new year, but you're going to. So it is very exciting. I don't have any time frames, but you just keep, you know, the way we do it is we tell SOARS what we want. And what you want is you want to work with children in a structured school environment and whatever else you say, you know, I know you say that, and I don't know what else you say after that. And so you put that out, you know, and Source says, oh, here's somebody that's showing up to work with children. So they send, Source sends you all the energy and all the love and everything you need. And so what you've done is you've told Source what you want. Source has said, check, you can have it. And it's slowly wrapping around you. And your job is not to figure out how you're going to get there. That's Source's job, where the job is and all that. You just have to keep telling Source or Spirit or whatever you call the inner realm and keep telling them what you want, and they will bring it to you. It will show up. And that's why you're so excited about the new year, because all these things are coming together. But it's not in a form you can see yet. So be patient, work where you have to work right now, and know that the universe is backing you 1,000%. And this is going to come through with ease and comfort, and you are going to have more fun and be happier than you've ever been so far. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much
for
that. I really believe that, and I really am hopeful for that. And hopefully I can find a decent guy as well.
So be it. You have to love yourself enough to bring somebody into you. You want to, you know, these people, I know you're not like this, but there are people out there, you know, that go, I'm not about to ever want, I don't ever meet anybody. I don't ever. Well, you don't ever go anywhere, and you don't fix yourself up to show people that, hey, come on, I'm fun to be around me, you know. Instead, I'm not saying you, but there are people out there that just sit and go, I don't have, instead of going, well, let me buy a new sweater, you know, let me go to this party, or let me go and pay something forward for somebody, whatever, you know. It just get out there. So right now, baby, all you have to do is keep taking steps, because it's all coming to you. And you're right. You can't wait for the new year. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate your reading, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Thank you, and you too. Bless you.
Thank you so
much.
You too,
Pam.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Well, thank you. Jackie, talk to us some about the simple sacred geometry and maybe just some ways that we can work with it. And do you need, like, you know, like the last time we were together and I did what you told me to about putting someone in a sphere, you know, a bubble, and
yeah.
every time I thought about them and I put, you know, the color around them, which was pink and green,
yeah.
love and heart, and I wanted to tell you that that really worked, and I was really impressed, as always, with it, because I forget I can do that. Could you just give us a few minutes, and there is one more caller, but tell us, I want, before the evening gets by, tell us about some of the simple sacred geometry.
A sphere brings in 360 degrees of information to you. If you draw a circle on your, envision yourself inside a sphere. So, you know, you could fill a sphere full of love and you could toss it with your imagination to the person in line that's grumbling or mumbling, or to the woman that's checking out, who's 90 years old and checking you out at the grocery store and doesn't need to be there. Send them light and love. You could send them in a sphere. You could send a three-sided triangle, which is full of the Trinity. And just imagine that little pyramid going right over somebody or right into somebody's heart or right into somebody's mind that needs some calm mind. Or you could send, if somebody's really happy, you could put the figure eight in a Mobius strip. You could just imagine a little one going in their ear and into their body so that they can keep creating that happiness forever. So it's all, you know, and tubes of light it's just full of divine. And if somebody's having a bad day, you just imagine that you have what do you call those things that you keep your arrows in? Quiver. Imagine that you have a quiver on your back and it's full of, instead of arrows, it's full of spears. And if somebody's nervous or upset, you could just imagine reaching, like you're pulling, you know, straightening the hair on the back of your neck and reaching there and pull out an imaginary ball of pink light and throw it at the person, you know. Don't throw it with the force of a rocket. Just gently toss it over there because energy is energy and it's going to move. So if you see somebody having a bad day, wrap them in pink. That's sacred geometry. You know, if you think they need calming energy, wrap them in blue. If they need healing energy, wrap them in blue-gray color, a dark blue slate with some gray in it. And what else? Help me. Oh, you could put, if you think somebody needs some more energy, you can put a triangle over them. And if their legs are tired, you would point you could take energy from the earth or from spirit. And if you took energy from Mother Earth, you would put the small end towards Mother Earth of the pyramid, and not pyramid, cone, and fill it with light, and imagine their feet being in there and that energy coming up from the earth and spreading out through their whole body. Just loving, warm energy, or imagine it flushing energy out, painful energy out of the body. you know, if they're having trouble with their back, well, put a little cone back there and let the energy come down. Call Lord Raphael and ask him to fill it with healing energy and let it be. What's your favorite symbol?
Well, the one that you gave me about the blue cube people, you know, blue cube myself, my heart, or whatever I was stressing over for calm, for peace. I do use that one, too, besides the
Yes, I use blue cubes to stop traffic.
And so you
know,
just
if you can't
throw
get
it out there?
Traffic, start throwing blue cubes both ways, and it'll clear in the shortest possible time you can imagine, and you can get out where you thought you were going to be stuck there for 20 minutes, you know. Throw them cubes.
Okay.
The cubes
throw
contain energy. Yeah, send them sparkling. You know, you can make sparkling cubes.
Okay.
Rainbow
All right.
cubes. All right, we have another
good.
Question?
We do. We have one more person before we close this evening. Hold on. Let me bring her in. Pam from Washington. Hi, Pam.
Hi. How are you? How are you?
Hi.
Great. How are you?
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, I feel like I'm going on the right path and that the universe, but I do have a couple people in my life that are having some difficulty, and I want to, my daughter, for one, is having difficulty in that, and I wanted to send her wisdom and what I could say to her that makes her feel better and see if I'm going on the right path. I feel like I am, but I guess those are the few questions. You want more information?
How old is your daughter?
She is 34.
Well, first of all, if there's anybody out there whose daughter or whose children are not in crisis, their grown children are not in crisis, would you please call? I'd like to talk to one person. So, it's like an epidemic, girl. All right, so... And what did you ask that you wanted for her?
Well, if I'm telling her the right things, giving her more wisdom of how to stay calm in a situation. She's separating from her husband because of his not willing to do anything. He just doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to do anything. So, and now he's making her out to be the bad guy because she decided to do so. Action and
because she
forward.
Because she decided she's tired of dragging around that dead weight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't blame him. I'd go kicking and screaming if I had somebody to support me. I'd go kicking and screaming if that's what I wanted, you know, all the way. Congratulations that she sees that this is not something she wants to live with for the rest of her life. And you know, and he is perfectly right. To have his wishes, hopes, and dreams fulfilled, and so is she. And it's really wonderful that they realize that at this point that they do not agree and want the same things.
Right.
See, there's nobody right or wrong here. It's all about choice.
Yeah.
So you are telling, I feel that you are leading her correctly, and we'll just send her... We'll make a healing grid. We'll make a sphere, a green sphere to bring in healing and information. And then we'll put in a green tetrahedron or a three-sided triangle, and that holds the Trinity. So she'll be working with wisdom and the Trinity. And then we'll put an Amobius strip on it so that it continues as long as she needs it or until she asks for it to be removed. So we'll just see those little symbols go right into her heart and know that they are starting right now to pulsate that energy of that grid, and know that as long as she is receptive and in alignment, she will get it. And that's all we can do. Pray for her highest and best. We can ask for all non-beneficial energy to be removed from her situation or around her and or entities. Sorry, working on it now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's done. And what next?
I was just seeing if I'm going in the right direction in my career and in life.
Okay, hold on. I get a real strong yes on that, and that you are on your right path. And just so you don't have to be concerned about that anymore, you can just tell Source, Divine Mind, whoever, Goddess, God, doesn't matter, whoever is your source, to keep your feet on Source's path.
Oh, thank you.
And that's been my prayer every day for years. Source, keep my feet on your path. Because I walked Jackie's path.
Uh-huh.
I released it. I went out of resistance and just went into Source's path, and it's been a lot easier, and I've been a lot happier.
Yeah,
and I don't worry about it because I make that statement. I speak that word. My feet are on Source's path, the divine path, and
I'm
all
so
paths
clear.
Lead home.
So clear and simple.
Yes.
So clear and... Yeah.
And we try to make it hard and complicated. It's just
we
like
Thank you so much.
Yes, and it's just like when I was talking to Pam earlier about resistance. You just have to change your mind. Oh, I'm going out of resistance. You know, I'm tired of fighting this. I'm tired of butting my head on this brick wall. I'm going out of resistance. And that just means I'm going into alignment. And I'm letting stuff flow through me instead of keeping them in front of me by resisting it or having to put up with it because I resist releasing it. Very powerful tool.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Pam. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you've said, and it just confirms what I was feeling and getting from my source, too. But I love that idea of putting your feet, and my feet are on the Creator's path.
Yes, my feet are on the Creator's path.
Yes, and to enlightenment, not the brick wall.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
That was great. Now, we have kind of run out of time here, but I did want to, someone has a question. And they would like to know, Jackie, how to block negative energy. What is the best way using your sacred geometry to do that? Blocking negative energy.
The way I do it, I call
him
Metatron, Archangel Metatron, and Ascended Master Melchizedek. And I say, I call their names three times. And then I know that they're there because that's like knocking the door shall be open or asking you shall receive. So when I call, I know they're coming. And they're here, and I say, I have this situation. You see the situation here with this negativity. I want it blocked. I want it removed. I want it transmuted. Whatever comes to my mind to say that I want all the protection in the world or whatever so that nothing left. Then the energy of the divine can come in here. No more negativity. Set the grid work for that. So be it, so it is.
Okay,
and
well, that's great.
That grid work is set, and it is done. Now, I've used double-sided mirrors around me so that any negativity that's coming to me will be reflected back to source. Or I have so that the inside, I was on the inside of the mirrors, and that was reflecting the divine energy or source's energy. So I know that, if I speak it, it happens. That's my belief system. So if you don't have that belief system, then it may not work for you, but then again, it may. And I'm not asking you to change your belief system.
No, but you are giving us some
tools. But if you
want
to change your life, you might have to change your mind. What?
That's right. I said, you're giving us some great tools here. And as far as Metatron and Melchizedek, angels?
Metatron is an archangel. And
right.
Melchizedek is an ascended master. Now,
okay.
If he can, I've never asked whether Melchizedek came from the angelic realm to begin with or not. I don't know. That's not important
okay.
to me.
Right.
You know.
Okay. And so how long have you been working with these two entities, Metatron and Melchizedek? How long have you been working
since
with
the 70s. Since the 70s.
When you first started working with them, did you feel the shift or that it was working right away?
You know, Pam, my knowing is so strong that if I know it, it clicks in and it resonates with me, and that's it. So, you know, I knew who I was working with, and I didn't always know what I was doing. I will admit that. But they very patiently have worked with me and brought me up to this point. So, you know, we are all one. We are one with the masters. We are one with the angels. We are one with Source. So, you know,
well,
I may be so old that I know things that other people don't know yet. I don't know.
Well, I think that what you are sharing, and even I know, because I would muscle test and I would ask and see if certain angels, you know, were with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, of course they're with me. I call on them every day. And that was like, well, Pam, do you think you're just calling on these angels and they're just not really there? They're not really showing up? And I thought, if I really had believed it, that I'm going to call on them and see what anything good happens here. But if I had really believed it in my heart, like you said, in the knowing, then there isn't anything that I couldn't ask for. And it would come.
That's right.
We just don't believe, and we don't have the faith strong enough to make,
well,
make
and
it
we
happen.
Don't trust.
We have to trust. That's it.
Yeah.
We don't trust.
Trust.
We'll put it out there and then say, oh, it's not working. I'm going to bring it back. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a friend of mine was moaning and groaning the other day about how they couldn't get anything. That, in other words, they were just working with lack. And I said, well, why don't you just ask Source to bring all that to you? She said, I have. And I looked her in the eye. I said, yes. And 900 times that day, you said, I don't. I can't. I don't. She said, oh, you think I need to do it again? I said, maybe.
I know it. Boy, I tell you what, it is hard. And it's hard for us to even remember that we're thinking, you know. We're not thinking right.
Yeah.
We ask for it, and then we want to take it back. Well, you know, maybe you're not going to do it fast enough, or it's not going to happen, or, you know, I've done this before, and it never worked. You know, what all this stuff that goes through our minds.
Uh-huh. And doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. That's the one that gets me the most.
Yes, we all do that. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show this evening. It was wonderful. I love everything you shared. I love that thing that you shared with everyone. You're so great. You're so right on. I hope to see you soon, maybe in the new year. But if not, definitely on the radio.
Absolutely. Yes, I can't wait to see you this year.
I know. We're going to make it happen. Okay, well, I want to also tell everyone about my guest next Monday is Sana. She is a psychic medium, and she works with angels, and she's wonderful. You're going to love her, and so be sure and check us out Monday at 4:30. That is Pacific Coast time. And Annie, did you want to say something? Do you have a question?
Well, I think I'm going to call you about it.
Okay.
Do we have time? What time is it?
What is our time right now? Well, we've got a couple of minutes.
37. Okay. I have a whole lot going on in my life right now.
I know you do.
And I guess what I really would like to know is I just want to have a peaceful holiday, Christmas. And I would love to be around my family, but I'm not sure that's the right thing this year. What do you see about that? Or anything coming to you?
I see that you are creating what you want for Christmas, and what you're saying is that you want to be in a loving environment with loving people, and you want to share, and you want everybody to be on their absolutely best behavior.
Yes.
And you want joy and the Christmas spirit spread everywhere. So be it. So it is. So all you are asking for that, put that up. Tell Divine, this is what I want for Christmas, Big Daddy, and give it to him. It's my list. And let it be. Just let it unfold. And don't decide who needs to be invited and not invited. It's
right.
Christmas. If you want to do Christmas, then say, we're having Christmas from blah, blah, to blah, blah. Come bring a snack or whatever, the whole, you know, work out the dinner,
right.
Whatever you want to do. But decide what you want and then release it and know that this or something, and then say this or something better. Because
okay.
We don't always know what is finite. Infinite mind is much broader than finite, and we're working with finite right now, so that's why we say this or something better.
Right.
We may not be able to conceive it, but we can certainly receive it.
Yes. Okay.
So everybody for the holidays, that's what you need to do. Decide how you want it and how you want. If some people have problems with bad behavior, then say everybody will be on their best behavior. And put an angel at the door that everybody comes in and make sure that they leave all negativity and or entities outside the house before they come in. But let the angels do that, and they'll do that for you.
Okay. That's a great idea.
All right. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too. Have a great week. Thank you, Jackie. You always share so much awesome information. We love you.
Yeah, I know. I love you too. Both of you.
Thank you. Have a good night, thank everyone.
Yeah, have a good night. Hey, Annie, can you stay on?
We'll have to call you back.
I'm going to call you.
Well, I just want to know how her mom is. Is she okay?
Yeah.